Hey, welcome to the Push Pull Sales and Marketing Podcast. I'm Marcello.
And I'm Sherry. And each episode will provide you with sales and marketing strategies that you can implement immediately into your own business.
Today, I'm going to be talking about blogging and more specifically how we need to change our approach to this industry since blogging in the traditional sense doesn't really make sense for businesses anymore. Or I would argue maybe never really made sense for businesses. And I know it sounds a little bit weird. Blogging is not that old, so what is traditional blogging? But as you guys know, especially in this digital media space and digital marketing and online services and all of this, I mean, we move at the speed of light. So stuff that maybe was working and people were experimenting with has kind of gone to the wayside. And I really want to focus in this episode on ways that you can rethink blogging so that it makes sense for you, your site, your service, your business, whatever it might be. I don't want you to waste time on blogging because you feel like you have to, because you feel like it's something you need to add to the list because someone told you that you need to start a blog. I want you to be very purposeful about it. And I have some ideas, I have some strategies, I have some ways that we can rethink those things. And we will absolutely get to them in this episode. But I do want to start by addressing, you know, what is a traditional blog? And it really varies who you talk to. For me, when I think of a blog, first of all, hate the word. I understand, you know, that it came from web blog. I believe like a web log, I think, was the origination of it. I hate the word. I feel like it is very unprofessional, and there are so many quote-unquote blogs out there that deliver incredible information, that do a lot of long-form content, that are really putting a lot of effort into what they're putting out there, and I feel like they deserve a better title. But that aside, traditional blogging tends to feel more like a personal journal, especially in the world of like mommy bloggers, which is where I came from. It was the place that I got my start. I'm very fortunate that I got my start there. I'm very fortunate to have kind of fallen into this idea of blogging when mommy blogs were big and popular and brands were experimenting with it. And it was a sought after commodity. So even though there were a lot of mommy blogs out there, there were also a lot of brands being told, you need to partner with these mommy bloggers. You need to run sponsored posts. You need to run social media campaigns. It was a whole community built around this experiment. And I think, you know, I think it was really interesting. I think a lot of people, as with anything, did a lot better job of it than others. But I was fortunate enough to have those opportunities. And I think what my blog allowed for was that I got to practice writing more regularly. I got to hone my craft in that regard. I got to find my voice. I got to figure out, you know, how does this work? You know, I got a glimpse into this world, and I got to establish a lot of great connections with brands through this mommy blog. That being said, it's not impossible to start a blog today, but it's definitely changed, and companies are not clamoring for sponsored posts. They're expecting, you know, people with huge followings and huge amounts of traffic, and they want to know the numbers, and they want to see all that. So it's definitely shifted. And there are definitely two different perspectives here. There are the people that are starting these blogs or these sites or whatever you want to call them. But there are also the thing that I want to touch on a little bit more today are the businesses that have been told that they need to start a blog. So I'm talking about restaurants, hair salons, you know, the cafes, the not hardware stores, but like I used to write a blog for a shed company. And I'm talking about these, you know, whether they're mom and pop shops or, you know, big companies that are being told and feeling like they need to have a blog. And the way they're thinking about it is that there needs to be a separate section of the site where we need to be delivering consistent content. You know, every Wednesday, a new blog post needs to go up. It's going to live in the blog section of our site. Maybe we'll promote it a little bit on social media, but it's there because everyone says it has to be there for XYZ reasons, you know, SEO, to, you know, inbound marketing, whatever buzzwords you want to throw in there, you know, you're being told that you need to have this. And I'm not saying that it's not worthwhile to create content that is accessible to people, that will draw people in. But I do want to encourage you to rethink this idea of a blog. I have even seen companies where they set up their blog almost as a whole other section of their site. It had a different name. It had different like logos attached to that name. It had different content. The content was written and lived on the blog, but was not used in their magazine publications or their social campaigns or their newsletters or their brochures or their flyers. It was like a standalone thing. And it was hard for me to watch how much effort they were putting into this content that wasn't getting the traction and the eyeballs that it deserved. But let me digress a little bit. So the idea for this topic came about. I spoke at a conference a few months ago, and I was fortunate enough to run a roundtable. And the topic was blogging for business. And I was excited that this drew in a lot of people. There were a lot of people feeling like they needed to start blogging within their business. And we got to have a discussion. And the great thing about the roundtable was that I got to hear the questions. I got to hear the questions directly from people. And I got to really have a feel for where other people are at. Because as we know, when you live in an industry day in, day out, when you're in the blogging world, you just think that everybody else knows what you know, is on the same page that you are. And that's really not the case. So it was great for me to hear feedback from people who are running their own successful businesses. There was a woman who was running a successful hair salon. There was a woman who wanted to start a podcast and an Instagram, and she also felt like she needed to have a blog. There were people from a lot of different walks of life running a lot of different businesses, but the common connection was that they felt like, or they were being told, that they needed a blog. So my initial intro to them and my intro to you guys is that we don't need to follow the best practices. That I want them to start from scratch, forget what they've been told, forget you know, what they've been searching for online, and to think about content, not necessarily a blog, content that is going to make sense for them and their industry. Something that is going to truly be interesting to their audience, that is going to be manageable for them to create and to maintain, that is going to be enjoyable for them, that is going to add to the business in a purposeful way. And I wanted them to really break away from the pressure of, we need to release a blog post every Wednesday or every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And it has to be what it is. And because what the trap that you fall into, and I have been there, the trap that you fall into is that you're putting out content that maybe doesn't deserve to be out there. Or you're taking other content and reworking it in a way, you know, and tweaking it and kind of running with a different concept. But so often, I mean, how many blog posts do we need out there that are five tips to blah, blah, blah? We want it to be purposeful. We want it to really connect with the audience. If it's something that you're not proud of putting out there, if it's something that you're throwing together a half hour before, you know, the scheduled time that you need to post, chances are it's not like a wow piece of content. And we want to make sure that the content you're putting out is going to make sense for your industry. So I encourage them to rethink it a little bit. That if they, you know, it depends. Some industries do need to be very seasonal. Some industries do need to stay on trend. Some industries, you know, stuff is changing really fast. If you're running a site about, you know, news or celebrity stuff, yeah, you need to be posting a lot of content. But if you are running a hair salon, you don't necessarily need to be putting out as much content as you think. And I would rather the focus be on a core group, like group of content, such a core library of content. So one thing that I really like the concept of, and I have done this myself for Gymnast Mindset, where we have a resource library, because it was feeling daunting with this idea of having to put out content on a consistent basis. Because if you're like me, if you're someone creative and who enjoys writing and creating videos and creating different forms of content, you get inspired at random times. And I kept falling into this trap where I'd be like, well, I have time before I need to create that. I have time before I need to write that. And then when the time came around to actually sit down and do it, the moment had passed. I wasn't feeling as creative anymore. I wasn't as excited about the idea anymore. And I was stuck between that like place of inspiration and procrastination and whatever it might be. So having a resource library for that site, which if you want to check it out, gymnastmindset.com/resources, I believe, it gave me a lot of freedom that if I'm inspired, I can add something to the library. And it's something that I can pull from then that I know I have a collection of great content on the site that I can pull from. I can pull quotes out of it. I can pull graphics out of it. I can make graphics out of it. I can share all of that out on social media, in newsletters, whatever it is. But at least I know I have a base. And whenever new people are coming to the site, which as of right now, we have a lot of new visitors, they don't want to see a chronological timeline of articles. They don't want to see what was the most recent necessarily. So a resource library allows me to compile things in a way where it's going to make sense topically. And this is something that we really, really, really have focused on for our parenting site as well. So at adorethem.com, we also have done away with completely that chronological blog idea, where when you go to our homepage, you're not seeing recent posts. You're seeing the topic of the week. And we have formulated collections around different topics so that currently, as I'm recording this, it is actually Valentine's Day. So we have the Be My Valentine collection there. It is prominent on the homepage. It is featuring all the content related to Valentine's Day. However, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see past collections. You'll see that there's a collection about getting organized. You'll see there's a collection about sports for kids. There's a collection about sleep or child behavior or simplifying or education options or childcare. So like it's organized in a way that makes the information easy for people to find. Because if I'm looking and I'm struggling, I'm like, oh man, I need childcare. And I don't know whether I need a nanny or, you know, a daycare or in-home daycare or, you know, like maybe just a babysitter off and on, or what does this look like? And instead of having to search through our site and find go to the search bar or kind of scroll through just a timeline in hopes that you'll hit on something about childcare, you can find the entire childcare collection. It's a library of resources. It's available to them. So I want you to think about it in that regard. And my advice to the lady running the hair salon was similar, that, you know, she can compile this resource library and it can shift as trends change, because of course trends change in the world of hair, but to really think of those categories. What are people looking for? You know, maybe they're looking for coloring tips, or what's on trend, what color should I color my hair, what do I need to look for, what do I need to ask my stylist, what's some inspiration, or is it cut, you know, what kind of cut do I want, is it curls, do I have straight hair, do I need more volume, do I need less volume. There are so many different categories there. I mean, hairstyles, you know, the updos, the everyday looks, whatever it might be, and really just create great content around those core concepts. And once you have that, you're going to be able to share that with your audiences. You're going to be able to share that on social media and bring people in that way. But you're also, your clients are going to appreciate it. And they're going to appreciate that they're going to be able to go to your website before they come in for their next haircut. And they're going to come to you to be like, what do I want to do with my hair this time? And while they're there, you're also encouraging them to book with you right then and there so that they don't go somewhere else. That the goal is that they come to you for inspiration and tips and advice. Maybe hair care in between haircuts. You know, how can you make your color last longer? You know, what can you do? That you're genuinely being helpful to these people. And it doesn't feel as daunting because then you're creating this evergreen content that lives there, you know, until a trend changes or until information changes, but usually for a while. And you're not having to worry about, oh, you know, it's Wednesday again, it's blog post day again. And it also gives you the flexibility and the freedom to be creative when holidays coming up, when, you know, people might be looking for New Year's Eve hairstyles. And it gives you the flexibility to create content around that. And you can still mix the seasonal stuff in, especially if you have that base, that core amount of content. The other important part of this is that you have very purposeful placement with your content. I don't want your content to be hidden off on a blog tab of your website. I want it to be incorporated into your site. I don't want you to think of these as blog posts. These are articles. These are tutorials. These are strategies. These are, you know, pieces of content. So, you know, maybe you kind of shuffle what's on the homepage here or there, but you really incorporate it into the outline and the map of your site so that people can move through in a way that makes sense to them. And if they land on a certain article from social media, that you're still leading them through in a purposeful way as well. I want you to picture it as more of like a magazine, you know, that your homepage is the cover where you're highlighting the top stories that you have available, that there's the headlines there and people can choose to click through. And then they can flip through, you know, essentially your website, your digital magazine, and maybe you have different types of content that complement each other. You have pictures and videos and audio and written word and graphics and quotes and testimonials and whatever else. Be creative with it and then compile it together in a way that's going to make sense. You know, the moral of the story is like, don't just blog to blog. Right? And the other thing I want to touch on, while I do believe that it is great to have your website as home base, to have your website as that resource for customers, to have your website as something that you own, you control, it's all there accessible to people because it is tricky if you're using social media as home base because we all know that those things can shift. And a change in an algorithm can destroy you. But that doesn't mean that you can't get creative with social media. That there are numerous Instagram accounts that do an amazing job of posting a great picture and then long form content in the description. And it's amazing to me, you know I do personally, that I'll stop and read it. I wouldn't click through to an article necessarily, but if the article is right there in the description, I tend to read it. And that's the goal, right? The goal is to reach people where they are. The goal, you know, website traffic is wonderful, but engagement, brand awareness, connecting with people on whatever platform they're on, that is valuable as well. And I don't want you to forget that. So, you know, there was a young lady that I was speaking to, and she was the one where she's like, we are interviewing people, we're sharing their stories in podcast form, and we've also, you know, started this Instagram page that has kind of been taking off. And, you know, I think it's fine for her, especially at that point where she was, that starting a website felt daunting to her. Starting a blog felt daunting. It felt like it would take a ton of time and energy and creative power that she was already using in a very purposeful way. And in those cases, I think it's okay to just do what makes sense right now. That for her, her quote-unquote blog could be her Instagram. So I do think it's worthwhile considering. Other advice that I've given to people as well, especially people who are struggling to gain traction on their own site. There's nothing more frustrating than writing this great article and being proud of what you're putting out there and then barely getting any eyes on it. It's tough. It's not fun. And so I would recommend that if you're in a place, you know, where you're struggling to get those views, or the content's valuable in and of itself, or you can, you know, have the content and like some sort of call to action within that article as well, that guest posting for other more established sites is a fantastic way to get yourself out there. And I think it's very underrated. And it can be hard to find places that want your work. It can be hard to, you know, pitch to a lot of different places. But if it means that you can get an article placed and get, you know, 50 times the amount of views than would happen on your own site, then why not? You know, then it's worth that time. There's a lot of value there. So, you know, I spoke with someone recently who she had her own blog and had been working on that and doing a lot of other freelance stuff. And she had this vision. She wanted to create something. She wanted to create a community for others. And it was for a specific niche community. And my encouragement to her was to just guest post. She had already been published in anthology type books on this topic. And I wanted her to continue in that vein so that she didn't have to have the responsibility of building this whole huge brand around it. And it depends. It depends what your end goal is. I mean, for Adore Them, our goal is to be, you know, the go-to parenting brand, that go-to parenting site. But if that's not your goal, then why not utilize those other resources that are out there? And maybe you can create your own website later, or maybe you can have a very simple website initially, but put a lot of your focus on outreach and getting yourself out there and making those connections. Another idea that I wanted to mention too, that kind of goes into the resource library type thing, but maybe instead of a blog, you put together an educational series that can live on for, you know, months and months to come. That it's something you can update as needed. But I think thinking about it in that regard of what can I do? Maybe you release it all at once. Maybe you put it all together and you release one piece of content every week for the next 10 weeks. Maybe, you know, however it is, but think of it in that serial format or an educational series, or I think you'll be surprised at how just that will help you brainstorm some great ideas. And it will also help make your content cohesive. And if you can market it as an educational series, people are going to be more interested in that than a one-off article. It feels like there's more value there. So I think that's another way of looking at it. And yeah, I mean, all of these things kind of are blogs, right? That, that kind of falls under that category, because what we're thinking about, when we think about a blog, we're just saying, I need to create consistent content, then great. I'm totally on board. But if you're saying I need to blog, I need to put out something, you know, on this day at this time, and it just is what it is, and you don't have a reason for doing it besides I should do it, then, you know, I want you to rethink that. And I want you to rethink, you know, each article, What is it pointing to? What's the call to action? What are you bringing to people? How are you sharing it on social media? Make sure you're sharing it over and over and over again, that it's not just, okay, I wrote, and this is what it used to be, right? Like, I wrote a blog post. I shared it out on Facebook once and shared it on Twitter once, and that was the end of it. You know, once 5 days have passed, it was like that blog post didn't even exist anymore. And that isn't a good feeling. And that is how a lot of bloggers and digital marketers and whoever else was trying to run in that game got really burnt out, myself included. And I needed to take that step back and reevaluate what that looked like. And I'm really happy with the solutions that we've been able to find. I'm really happy, and the response from our audience for Adore Them has been wonderful in that regard. Having that resource library for Gymnast Mindset has been wonderful in that regard, that it's great for me, and it's also great that, you know, I can point gymnasts and coaches and parents to that page. So I've seen the success in it, but I've also felt the relief in it too. And that's what I want for you, because I want you to be able to focus on the core things of your business. I want to make sure that you still have time to focus on customer service, delivering great products or services, you know, finances, like all of those tiny details that go into running a business. A blog should not take away from that. It should be like a passion project. It should be a place where you can share your knowledge that you've gained over all of these years, that you have a chance to share your experience with your customers and prove yourself as the expert in your industry. This is your chance to bring that expertise to the forefront, not to hire a 20-something out of college because they know what a blog is. That's not necessarily the right strategy. So whatever you need to do, however you need to reframe it, think of it as a magazine. Think of it as a library. Think of it as a series. Think of it as a, you know, a mini course. Think of it as just website content. But whatever it is, I want you to get away from this concept of blogging, because we've seen that wave come and go. And it has kind of gone in its traditional sense for a reason. And I want you to, I hope that you hearing all of this is inspiring. I hope that it feels like it empowers you a bit more, and that it feels more doable. And that's the goal. I do want you to create great content. I do want you to, you know, just because I don't want you to start a quote unquote blog doesn't mean that I don't want you to share your insight and information. And I think that's the core of it. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out anytime. All of our information is on the website, pushpullsales.com. I'm happy to discuss this topic further. I love to hear feedback from you. And I also love to hear, you know, do you have a blog? Why or why not? What does your blog look like? How do you think about this? What creative strategies are you implementing in your business? Please let us know. And I wish you the best of luck. Thanks. That wraps things up for this episode, and wanted to remind you guys that you can always find show notes at pushpullsales.com. You can also connect with us on social media. We are at pushpullsales on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can reach out to us anytime if you have feedback or topic suggestions or want to be a guest on the show. You can simply email us, pushpullsales@gmail.com. You can also support our show at patreon.com/pushpullsales. Thank you to bensound.com for our intro and outro music. And thanks to you guys for listening. Tune in next time where we'll tackle another topic. See ya.